on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, and we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Yesterday, there was the fifth commission hearing, the January 6th commission hearing, the fifth one televised during the day, started at 2 p.m. Wisconsin time, 2 p.m. Wisconsin time. So a few hours, they're shifting them around a little bit to accommodate as many people as possible with different schedules during the day and the evening. And I'll tell you what, it was perhaps the most consequential, legally consequential, of all of the hearings. I'm going to give you a broad overview, and then we're going to dig a little bit into the weeds, some of the revelations that came out, and what I think the consequences are going to be. The three principal witnesses were Jeffrey Rosen, who had been acting attorney general after Crooked William Barr stepped down in the middle of December 2020. Everybody says now, oh, well, Crooked William Barr has got to be a saint. He wouldn't go along with the coup. That's ridiculous. Barr chickened out at the end. He was smart enough to realize that this thing was a disaster in the making and he'd be dragged with it. Right up till then, he was pro-Trump all the way. He lied about the Ukraine impeachment. He lied about anything that had to do with Donald Trump that would hurt Donald Trump. He's the one that ordered attorneys general after the 2020 election, the U.S. attorney's offices around the country to preemptively start fraud investigations. That is a no-no. That is against the protocols of the attorney general's office. You don't have U.S. attorneys, for instance, in Milwaukee, in Madison, in Chicago, in Denver, just going out launching investigations. There has to be a credible complaint or evidence to them. So he went along with all of it. But he is a crafty dog. It's like a mudfish, bottom of the river, never been caught. And the reason he hasn't been caught is he isn't stupid enough to snap at every piece of bait that comes dangling in front of him. He chickened out is what he did. There's no ethics to it whatsoever. In any event, we need an attorney general, as the United States obviously needs an attorney general, even for the last days of the Trump administration. So Trump elevated Jeffrey Rosen to be acting attorney general for about a month. It would have been for about a month, from around December 16 to around January 20, when Biden was sworn in. Then he elevated Richard Donahue, who is a lifer in the office, to be the acting deputy attorney general. And a guy named Steve Engel was one of the top people there too. And he was legal counsel to the attorney general, supervised ethics and procedures in the office. Those three gentlemen were the witnesses yesterday: Jeffrey Rosen, Richard Donahue, and Steve Engel. But we also saw some footage, not live testimony, from a lawyer named Eric Hirschman, who is one of the White House lawyers for Trump. Here's an overview of what happened. It became crystal clear as a result of that hearing yesterday. We knew a lot of this already. There's some of it we did not know. Trump had a variety of different strategies to overturn the election. The main strategy was to get various legislatures like Wisconsin's, that are gerrymandered and under the exclusive control of the Republicans, to simply throw out the presidential election results in their state and then just appoint electors for Trump. And he had favorable legislators in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada. And that would have given it to him. However, there has to be something to start the process. So they cooked up the idea. When I say they, it goes back to this Professor John Eastman. You've heard his name. Professor Eastman was a law clerk to Clarence Thomas. Then he went on to become a law professor. And he thinks he's an egghead. He thinks he's an intellectual. So he cooked up this idea, and he drafted a letter along with Rudy Giuliani that they wanted the Justice Department to send to the legislatures in those six states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada. And it would say something along these lines. And they read it. They read it on the air. It says, quote, "We," meaning the Justice Department, meaning the Attorney General, "have identified significant concerns about the upcoming elections, specific concerns about the impact in the elections, not upcoming, it was after the elections. We recommend that you return this to your legislators to evaluate whether they want to approve new electors." Now, if that had come signed by the Attorney General of the United States and the Deputy Attorney General of the United States, there are a lot of legislators who would have sort of shrugged and said, well, far be it from us to question that. Okay. And then others who knew what was going on, but they wanted cover, they would have, Voss would have convened the Wisconsin legislature. They would have appointed 10 Trump electors. And in the letter, it said that there were Trump electors duly filed with the Senate and with the National Archives. Now, you can say, well, what good would that have done? Well, I'll tell you what. That would have had to go up through the courts. It takes a while to go up through the courts. And even if it went right to the Supreme Court at 6-3 Republican, the whole historical precedent was 1876 and 1878. What do I mean by that? In 1876, Ulysses Grant had finished his second term as president, didn't run again. And a guy named Rutherford Hayes ran for the Republicans, and a guy named Sam Tilden ran for the Democrats. Now, remember, that was right after the Civil War. Tempers were still very hot. Rutherford Hayes was a combat veteran of the Civil War. He was well-regarded. He was a colonel at the Battle of Antietam, one of the most savage battles in the Civil War. Little-known fact that I'll throw in is his sergeant, his main sergeant, whom he commanded, Sergeant William McKinley, future president of the United States. There were two presidents in that battle on behalf of the Union. There's no way that the North was going to let a Southern Democrat become president. Rutherford Hayes lost the election. States put in alternate slates of electors. There was a fight. And the North and the South made a devil's pact. And they said, all right, we will permit Rutherford Hayes to be president, even though he lost with these fake electors. But you have to take federal troops out of the South, get rid of Reconstruction, let us do whatever we want to black people in the South. And that bluntly is what happened. It was a devil's pact. And for 100 years, 1876 was the election. The pact occurred in 1877, implemented around 1878. And for almost 100 years, black people were murdered in the South. They were lynched. By that, I mean until John F. Kennedy became president. And then Lyndon Johnson, the Civil Rights Act, and slowly things changed. That was the devil's pact. And what Trump was trying to do is revive a different devil's pact, which is just copy what Rutherford Hayes did and just go, okay, well, if he did it, I can do it. Remember, Jeffrey Rosen became acting attorney general after Barr stepped down on roughly December of 15 or 16. And for the next 10 days, and I'm not kidding, all the way through Christmas, including Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day and New Year's weekend, Trump was either in person or on the phone with Jeffrey Rosen, badgering him about signing this letter. And Rosen wouldn't do it. And Trump would put up all these arguments. He'd put up, well, there was a voting machine in Antrim County, Michigan, Rosen testified to, and Donahue testified to. And it was 68% inaccurate. And Rosen said, we've investigated that, Mr. President. It was not 68% inaccurate. In all of the many thousands of votes there, there was one vote off. Okay, well, what about the satellites in Italy? We have good information by a guy. Unfortunately, he's under arrest in Italy for fraud, but that's something different. Who says that the Italians invented a satellite that could switch Biden votes to Trump votes to Biden votes. And they looked at Trump and they said, are you out of your mind? He said, I want you to meet with this guy. But he's in jail in Italy for fraud. Well, we'll find a way. So this is the kind of thing that happened all through the Christmas season, all through New Year's. New Year's Eve, there was a meeting late. There was a meeting on New Year's Day. There's a meeting that weekend. A lot more to talk about this. This is a very, very important, very, very important commission hearing. And much of it is hard to believe. We knew some of it, didn't know it in all this context. Going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.